For WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. MITRE, a renowned research and development organization, disclosed a cyber attack on its networked experimentation, research, and virtualization environment, also known as NERV, a vital collaboration platform for innovation. The attack, which was confirmed to have been orchestrated by a foreign nation-state threat actor, prompted the immediate shutdown of NERV to contain the breach. MITRE swiftly initiated an investigation, leveraging both internal expertise and leading third-party specialists to ascertain the extent of the compromise and to restore secure collaboration channels for its critical research endeavors. To France now, where the Simone Veil Hospital in Cannes, which serves as a cornerstone of healthcare in the region, faced a crippling cyber attack that disrupted essential services. According to Le Monde Informatique, the hospital activated a crisis unit in collaboration with regional health authorities and medical leadership to mitigate the impact of the attack and ensure patient safety. As part of the containment measures, all computer access was severed, underscoring the severity of the incident at the 840-bed hospital, which employs more than 2,000 people. Amidst the anticipation of the Pandemonium Rocks Festival's inaugural event in Melbourne, Australia, a data breach rocked the music community, exacerbating existing challenges following the withdrawal of several headline acts. News.com.au reports that the breach, which affected 400 ticket holders who had applied for refunds after the cancellations, exposed sensitive information, including bank details, prompting outrage and concerns over data privacy. As festival organizers navigate the fallout, restoring trust and implementing robust security measures become paramount to safeguarding attendee information and preserving the integrity of future events. To New Hampshire now, where the Catholic Medical Center, a cornerstone of healthcare provision in Manchester, is facing scrutiny following a significant data breach affecting 2,792 individuals. Federal authorities have launched an investigation into the breach, which has been categorized as a hacking incident, emphasizing the gravity of the breach and a potential risk to patient confidentiality. With regulatory notification deadlines looming, WMUR News 9 reports that the 330-bed health system is diligently working to address the breach. The Washington, D.C. Department of Insurance, Securities and Banking has found itself embroiled in a cybersecurity crisis after data stolen by the Lockbit ransomware gang was traced back to third-party technology provider Tyler Technologies. The incident highlights the intricate web of vulnerabilities that can be exploited by the cybercriminals, who claim to have stolen 800 gigabytes of data and threatened to leak 1 gigabyte of this data to pressure the department into paying a ransom. According to the record, public company Tyler Technologies serves government agencies and schools around the world and reported revenues of $1.95 billion last year. And finally, Hedgie Finance, which is a prominent player in a digital asset ecosystem, is grappling with a devastating $44.5 million theft across Ethereum's Layer 2 network Arbitrum and Binance Smart Chain. By exploiting vulnerabilities in Hedgie's Create Locked campaign function, malicious actors executed a sophisticated attack, initially allowing the attacker to steal $1.9 million that was swapped for DAI stablecoin and transferred externally. CryptoSlate reports that the attacker subsequently used the same vulnerability on the Arbitrum chain to steal $42.8 million after receiving funding on the Ethereum chain via fixed float. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The daily news is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.